And now, time for seafood news.
You're listening to the Seafood News Podcast, brought to you by Erner Berry's Executive Conference. Join the UB team live from the Plaza Tower at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas on April 14th to the 16th for the must-attend conference for the protein industry. Engage with key industry figures, gain priceless economic and market insights, and participate in unmissable networking opportunities. Visit events.ernerberry.com to learn more. I'm Seafood News Senior Editor Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Erna Berry Senior Seafood Market Reporter Lauren Castiglione. I hope everyone enjoyed the bonus podcast episode we released last week, the Boston Show Floor interview from the UK Pavilion. And now we're all caught up on our Seafood Expo North America interviews. Round of applause for me and Amanda.
I said, maybe you are, but I'm still working my way through some show floor interviews. So keep an eye out for more original content on the Seafood News site this week. I still have interviews from E&E, from Polka Dog. We just got up a great one from Australis Aquaculture last week. I was able to talk to their CEO about Barabark. So there's so much from the show that I just couldn't get it all out in one
week. My job is done.
Yeah, you can rest easy. Can't blame me. This past week, there was huge news, and it continues to be this week. The claims of human rights and environmental abuses in India's shrimp supply chain. Not one, not two, three reports came out last week exposing dangerous and abusive conditions. And together, they paint a pretty disturbing picture.
On Wednesday, the Corporate Accountability Lab released their report titled Hidden Harvest, Human Rights, and the Environmental Abuses in India's Shrimp Industry. The 97-page document, which is based on over 150 interviews with workers and other stakeholders, sheds light on abusive conditions, forced labor, environmental harms, and certification schemes. The same day, the Outlaw Ocean Project and Associated Press released their own reports. All three reports highlight dangerous and abusive working conditions, revealing how Indian workers are held in debt bondage or even restricted to guarded company property through housing. Without proper gear, as well as exposure to hazardous chemicals, these workers experience frostbite and rashes. These dangerous conditions are in addition to being harassed and intimidated.
So I want to dive into the Outlaw Ocean Project report first. It begins with Joshua Farinella, a 45-year-old American who in 2023 accepted a position as a general manager at Choice Canning's plant 6 miles northeast of Malappuram in India. So Farinella told the Outlaw Ocean Project investigation team about human rights abuses he witnessed, as well as positive antibiotic testing in the shrimp, which is supposed to be BAP certified. So what's pretty startling here to me is that Farinella has been in the industry for nearly 10 years. Like, first joined Choice Canning stateside in the U.S. as a quality assurance officer in 2015, and later worked at Lund's Fisheries before rejoining Choice Canning in 2023 for a position that took him to India.
So Choice Canning, which has been in business for 67 years, released a statement after the report came out saying that the allegations they have been brought against the company are false and without merit. The company says that they have maintained a spotless record with regulators and continue to exceed industry standards to ensure products meet all certifications. So to rehash from the report, Farinella claims that he reached out to a senior quality assurance manager after having multiple tests come back positive for antibiotics and shrimp. So Farinella asked how that could be possible when just about everything they pack is BAP and the farms are BAP. And the senior quality assurance manager told him that the company never buys shrimp from BAP farms and that all are local unregistered farms. This manager also reportedly added a smiley face emoji to the message when he added that you can imagine the level of documentation skills to make it otherwise. India doesn't even have 10% of the BAP farming capacity it claims. Sad, but that's the reality.
So that's an alleged WhatsApp message that Farinella received from this quality assurance manager, which, like I said, is pretty, if it's true, that's pretty concerning. But the BAP label is supposed to provide the consumer with assurance that the product they are buying complies with certain standards. The Corporate Accountability Lab report says that despite standards on paper, implementation is often weak. Now, of course, the Global Seafood Alliance, GSA, they have responded. They issued a response on Thursday saying, Wally Stevens, the CEO of GSA, said, "We are committed to our mission of promoting responsible seafood practices in the seafood supply chain and take these matters seriously. BAP requires all certified seafood production facilities, aquaculture farms, hatcheries, feed mills, and processing plants to strictly adhere to robust social accountability, food safety, environmental responsibility, and animal welfare aspects of our global certification standards. Facilities found to have violated BAP standards will have their certification suspended and potentially revoked. We have a full story on Seafood News with GSA's response, so definitely check that out there.
The president of the Seafood Exporters Association of India released a statement on the article released by the AP. The statement reads, "This report contains a number of errors and omissions and leaves readers with a willfully distorted view of Indian shrimp exporters that could cause harm to the very workers AP claims to be concerned with, setting back economic development in the region by years. Even worse, when we learned of their reporting after they confronted several of our members and their customers at a conference in the U.S., we reached out to AP ourselves and they flatly ignored us. They also never responded to our reasonable request that we have an opportunity to respond to any allegations they intended to print about us. They ignored similar outreach from the National Fisheries Institute."
So Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy is one politician to speak out following reports. Cassidy said that the report outlining the abuses at Choice Canning Company's shrimp processing factory in India makes clear why Indian shrimp does not belong on the shelf alongside Louisiana shrimp. Indian shrimp relies on forced labor and is pumped full of antibiotics. USTR needs to act to ensure American consumers are not put in harm's way. And again, that is all a statement from Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy.
And meanwhile, some retailers and wholesalers are taking action. Multiple retailers were named in the report as buying shrimp from India producers. Walmart released a statement to AP, "If we learn that serious issues may be present in a supplier facility, whether through allegations made or audits, we deploy Walmart investigators to gather facts through on-site visits to facilities or through other means. As such, we are looking into the allegations raised by the Associated Press."
A spokesperson for Cisco also released a statement to AP revealing that the food service distributor has halted deliveries from Nakanti Seafoods after the company was named in the report and will continue to hold their suppliers to the highest standards of labor and human rights.
Now, India is one of the largest producing countries of shrimp, exporting 653 million pounds to the U.S. alone in 2023, which represents 37.6% of imports. We will continue to provide updates as they come up.
Now, I mean, I just think the most important thing is here, we're relaying just all the information that's out there. Obviously, you know, you want bad actors to be caught and you want the truth to come out. So, you know, we will continue reporting from all sides as statements come out. Written coverage will continue to be featured across the site, which as a reminder is now free. Thanks for listening and we'll see you back here next week.
Bye-bye.